The title of this audiobook is Unleash Your Greatness, Their Journey, Catalyst to Change. Unleash Your Greatness is perfect for corporate executives, entrepreneurs, students, network marketers, salespeople, and anyone else who is looking to live a fulfilled life. This book will prompt you to reflect on your life and assess your level of fulfillment. It will also begin a change process in your life. This book will teach you the 6 key steps to develop you as an entrepreneur, 5 universal guided principles that are applicable in your walk to success, 6 universal lessons that are uncontrollable in any path or goal you choose to accomplish. It will also teach you how to understand that everyone can accomplish anything they put their mind to. It will help you to recognize that the things you consider unconceivable are attainable. It will teach you to learn that goals are attainable if broken down into little steps. And it will also teach you how to effectively journal your way to success. This book was written by the author, Lavina B. Akoa, and will be narrated by the author, Lavina B. Akoa. Introduction. My name is Lavina Bavnani Akoa, and I was born in Ghana, west of Africa, on March 9, 1977, to my wonderful parents, Hero and Esther Bavnani. Being the second of 4 children, I had a normal childhood, grew up a very shy child, and always lived in the shadows of my siblings. I obtained my elementary and high school education in Ghana and moved to the United Kingdom in February of 1997 to pursue my college education. I enrolled at the University of East London and pursued a degree in business administration. Initially, I was confused as to my career path, but my father was immensely helpful in guiding me. Upon graduation, I worked as a human resource analyst while pursuing my master's degree in business administration, MBA. I subsequently moved to the United States of America in December of 2000, being motivated by my strong ambition. Almost immediately enrolled at Fairleigh Dickinson University in Teaneck, New Jersey, to continue my master's program. I was still confused at this point and was not sure of what I wanted to major in. My first inclination in my ever-confused state was to major in finance. But that did not go well, as my interest in finance was not enough to motivate me. I then began considering human resource management, possibly because of my prior work experience. My pursuit of the American dream landed me a job with Computershare Incorporated, where I worked as a client service associate for 5 years, managing employee stock purchase plans and stock options. While still working, I completed an MBA in human resource management. Upon graduation, I began my journey of frustration and struggle with corporate America. At this point, I was almost certain that I had figured out the career path that I wanted to take. However, after many months of fruitless job searching, I was completely broken. I had no luck finding a job in the human resource field. Unfortunately, I had to give up my newfound passion and dream. I thought things would fall in place automatically. Go to school and the job should line up once you're done. But no, this was not true in my experience. While facing the pressures of life, feeling like a failure and thinking less of myself, I met the man of my dreams.